Hello and welcome to Local Motion. I'm Allie Lightfoot. As part of KVNF's election coverage, we'll be airing five-minute speeches from Delta County Commissioner candidates and District 61 State Representative candidates. In Delta County's District 3 race, we have Republican incumbent Mark Rober and Democrat Jer Lowe. And in Delta County's District 2, we'll hear from Republican Don Supas, Democrat Travis Mills, and Independent Mark Eckhart. You'll also hear from House of Representative candidates from District 61, incumbent Democrat Millie Hamner, and Republican Bob Shutt. We'll begin tonight with Delta County District 3 Commissioner candidate Jer Lowe.
Hi, my name is Jer Lowe. Some of you listening may know me as KVNF DJ, while others of you know me as the owner of Earth Friendly Farms and Earth Friendly Supply Company. Many others of you may know me as local community activist and community organizer, as the director of Citizens for a Sustainable Community, which has recently been renamed North Fork Valley Citizens Sustainability Coalition. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Jer Lowe, spelled J-E-R-E-L-O-W-E, and I am running for Delta County Commissioner of District 3. As I've been out on the trail, the question I get most is, what is a county commissioner and what do they do? So first, I would like to explain the responsibilities of a Colorado statutory county commissioner. By state law, Delta County has three county commissioner districts. This election year, seats in both District 2 and 3 are up for election. The term for county commissioners is 4 years by staggered terms. Commissioners are limited to 2 4-year terms of office. When it comes to county land use and planning matters, the Board of County Commissioners takes final action on recommendations by the County Planning Commission. The majority of county commissioner duties include the following. The Board of County Commissioners is the supreme governing board of Delta County. The Board of County Commissioners has administrative and policy-making authority. The commissioners serve as the County Board of Equalization and the Delta County Board of Health and Human Services. The Board of County Commissioners has the authority to levy taxes, make appropriations, authorize bonds, appoint citizens to boards, authorize licenses, acquire and dispose of property, as well as enter into cooperative agreements with other governmental agencies. The Board of County Commissioners is most importantly also responsible for the county budget, construction and management of roads within the county road system, and county-owned and operated airports and landfills. The Board of County Commissioners is responsible for maintenance and construction of roads and bridges. The respective road and bridge districts are responsible for road and bridge work within the county. I can definitively say that the Board of County Commissioners has not properly lived up to their responsibilities that I just dictated for some time now. Delta County has been one of the poorest counties in Colorado for decades. This is ridiculous and borders on gross negligence of the former Board of County Commissioners for the last several decades. That said, we should be one of the most prosperous counties in Colorado rather than one of the poorest given our hardworking people and our abundant resources. The biggest problem in Delta County, as I see it, is simply the attitude, that's just how we've always done it. Well, the current leadership of Delta County needs to focus on the economic crisis they have created for decades, and instead of doubling down on the county's 1930s heritage, be more concerned about what Delta County will look like in the year 2030. This is why I have a comprehensive plan to invigorate Delta County's economy, as well as simultaneously the basic quality of life and health in Delta County, which will put us on a path to prosperity for decades to come while embracing and celebrating our rural culture. My comprehensive agenda to end the decades-old economic crisis in Delta County simply cannot be summed up in 5 minutes on KVNF. However, if you would like to hear more about my plans to kickstart Delta County's economy by implementing policies that include improving county roads, bridges, trails, and sidewalks infrastructure, a public transit system for Delta County, working toward a sustainable economy that benefits all Delta County residents, protecting your personal property rights, implementing business-friendly policies that create business growth and job production, supporting agritourism and sustainable agriculture by protecting our air, land, and water, repurposing the rail lines as coal fades away into passenger and light freight, and working towards the creation of the West Elks Wine Train, protecting your water rights, working with the state government to come up with a plan for cannabis in rural western Colorado so that we may cash in on the green rush without changing the character of our community, and creating anchor retail for a broad sales tax base in Delta County. You can reach out to me through email by visiting my website at jerlow.org. Leave me your name and number, and I'll be sure to return your call. Or please come to see me in person at the League of Women Voters Candidate Forum on Tuesday, October 11th at 6:30 p.m. in Hotchkiss at Memorial Hall. Or you may tune in right here live on KVNF. Thank you for your support. And remember, a vote for Jer Lowe is a vote for progress and prosperity. That's Jer Lowe, spelled J-E-R-E-L-O-W-E. Thank you.
That was Delta County's District 3 Commissioner candidate, Jer Lowe. We'll now hear from his opponent, incumbent Mark Rober.
Hello, I am Mark Rober, the current county commissioner in District 3 of Delta County. I'm the Republican candidate seeking re-election to the Board of Commissioners. We all know our county has seen some dramatic changes in the past couple of years, and we'll continue to see challenging times in the years ahead while we transition our economy and our economic base. With the closure of two of our mines, we have seen a loss of 700 direct jobs, not to mention probably another 300 indirect service jobs. A loss of approximately $7 million in just salary alone. I believe we have not seen the bottom yet. Next year is probably going to be a bigger challenge because of timing of payments and taxes. Federal mineral lease and property taxes, as well as severance, are likely to be felt more in 2017 than they were this year. We have several things started to help this situation, but have not had the time to see anything come to fruition. Broadband is on its way. I do believe that it will help and probably is a transition to the future. Things are started to help to increase some tourism and recreation. Government's tightened its belt in anticipation of tough times, but more has to be done. Promises of silver bullets to fix things are probably just that, words and promises. It's going to take a lot of work and a certain amount of time to get things through everything we need. With all that, we have to be cognizant of our heritage and what truly matters to make this a special place that we live. Our ag has been and will continue to be our biggest base. With that, we need to look how we can help market that. A lot of ideas are floating, and they're all good. The only caution I have is do not try to pit ag versus ag. There is room for all, and all has a place. Markets will dictate what truly works. Choice is fundamental to this country's beliefs and mankind's heritage. Because of all the aforementioned, I don't believe this is a good time to radically change direction. Change is always hard and extremely feared, but we all know it's inevitable. That is truly the only sure thing in our lives. Things change. All we can hope for is that with steady hands and heads, that we can help shape that change to benefit of all. I have the record, the mentality, the contacts and relationships for this task, and I ask for and appreciate your vote to remain on the board to try and help shape our future. Thank you.
That was Delta County's District 3 Commissioner Mark Rober. Now we'll move on to the Delta County Commissioner race in District 2. We'll begin with Republican Don Supas.
Hi, this is Don Supas, and I am running for County Commissioner in District 2. District 2 of Delta County is Surface Creek area and North Delta. I am a lifelong resident of Delta County. I am a Republican seeking the office. I grew up in Delta. I graduated from Delta High School and attended Mesa State College. After college, I decided to go to school and learn the refrigeration trade after a summer job that I truly enjoyed, and I graduated from Technical Trades Institute, also in Grand Junction. About 15 years ago, I started my own business, which I still own and operate in Orchard City. I am married to my beautiful wife, Beth, and we have six-year-old twin boys that attend Cedar Edge Elementary School. I am seeking this office because I am a proud Delta County resident. I love Delta County. I never want to leave Delta County, as I know most of the people that live here feel the same way. But I do know that Delta County is facing some tough times ahead. We have some extreme budget situations coming. Our revenues are falling. Jobs are leaving the area. New jobs are coming in, but they're not coming in at a high enough rate to offset what we're losing. Our schools are suffering because the population is leaving our area, the younger population. We need to be able to have a vibrant economy here in Delta County. Agriculture has always been number one in Delta County. We've been very fortunate to have very prolific coal mines here in the area that have produced very clean, safe coal that have fed the country's needs for a long time. But due to political situations and the change of times, we're seeing that go away. I am, however, the eternal optimist, and I do believe that Delta County will have some role of coal in the future, and I will always fight for coal in Delta County. But I will also fight for all business in Delta County. Like I said, I am Delta County proud. We all need to be Delta County proud. There are so many things this county has to offer. We have amazing agriculture. We have amazing recreational opportunities. It is just one of the most beautiful places on earth, as we all know. I will be a champion for Delta County. I will fight for all the residents. We need to learn how to have our conversations and have our disagreements and still get along and walk away from the conversation knowing that no matter what, we are all Delta County residents. We are in a time of a divided country, divided state, and a divided county. I want to heal those divides. I served 8 years as mayor of Orchard City. I finished that term this last April. When I got elected into that office, Orchard City was in incredible turmoil. There were lawsuits galore. People were attending meetings, being thrown out of meetings by the sheriff. I did my best to heal that divide in Orchard City. I want to be able to try to heal those divides in Delta County, because if we are going to survive, we have to survive together. I want to thank KVNF for giving me the chance to speak here. Once again, I am Don Supas. I am running for County Commissioner in District 2. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. My phone number is 970-234-3843, and I look forward to being your next County Commissioner. Thank you.
That was the Delta County Commissioner candidate from District 2, Don Supas. Now we'll hear from one of his opponents running as an independent. Here's Mark Eckhart.
Hello, my name is Mark Eckhart. I'm running for Delta County Commissioner in District 2. I'm running as an independent. I am not connected with either political party. Thus, I am not obligated like my opponents to serve any political machine. My job will be to listen to and work for all residents of Delta County. I have been an employer in Delta County for 18 years. I own and operate Long Haul Products, a small manufacturing company that produces very high-quality folding kayaks and canoes. My boats are used by civilian and military users around the world. I am a strong supporter of Made in the USA and all the benefits of manufacturing in this country. Here are some of the big issues that I feel we are facing here in Delta County. Jobs and economic opportunity. People with jobs eliminate many of the problems that we face. Updating the county master plan, taking a hard look at the specific development regulations, and ultimately zoning. These issues are critical for progress to occur in Delta County. The city of Delta has a dangerous problem on Main Street. The city has made a huge investment in Confluence Drive. Yet the trucks are still running down Main Street. CDOT is content with this situation. It's time for a return on this investment. It's time for action on this issue. I support the North Fork Alternative Plan. It is obvious that the North Fork does not need to be fracked. I'm not opposed to the practice of fracking, being proactive in protecting our environment, water, business, and people is the responsible course of action. If adopted, the plan would only restrict 7% of the BLM Uncompahgre lands to fracking. Take a ride down to West Texas and see what an industrial frack zone looks like. The North Fork is not West Texas. Our children and our schools represent the greatest assets of our community. Not all of our kids are headed to college. Our schools should be teaching more industrial and vocational training to prepare them with the necessary skills when job seeking. If we teach the skills, the opportunities will increase. I am in my sixth year as a DMEA board member. This is where I have proven myself as an effective leader by taking on issues that no one else would touch. In June of 2011, I blew the lid off the contract tree trimming scam that was costing DMEA members $500,000 a year, and I was the driving force behind pension reform at DMEA. I'm happy to report that in 2015, both DMEA's pension and tree trimming policies were changed, and in turn, these policies will save you real money for years to come. Today, DMEA has been transformed into an industry leader. DMEA has blazed the trail with distributive generation regulation and Elevate Fiber to the Home. These two projects will have an immense and positive impact for Delta County for years to come. I am very proud to be part of this team. I have been walking the streets and talking to many residents here in Delta County. The large majority of people that I talk to all see the need for change and new direction for Delta County. Let me make it very clear that I am the one who will push for change and stand up and be the leader who advocates for Delta County. Thank you for tuning into KVNF and listening to these important issues. I can be reached at 856-3662 anytime. Thank you.
That was Delta County Commissioner candidate Mark Eckhart. And now we'll hear from the Democratic candidate in the District 2 Commissioner race, Travis Mills.
My name is Travis Mills, and I'm running for Delta County Commissioner for District 2. And a lot of the listeners out there don't know, and I would like to impress it upon them, that you actually have the opportunity to vote for two seats. No matter where you are in the county, whether you're in District 3 or District 2, we have two seats up for election. I've spent the majority of my life serving and dedicating my work to helping people, and I'm actually a fifth-generation Cedar Edge resident. My family helped build Cedar Edge, and as opposed to a lot of our citizens out there, I decided to remain in Delta County because this is truly where my heart is. And the most important thing I see walking down the street is citizens and families coming up to me telling me it's just too expensive being poor in this county. And we have one of the richest agricultural and most diverse economies in Delta County, anywhere in Colorado, and yet we're one of the most economically depressed counties. And to me, that is an absolute tragedy. Another reason I'm running is because I've heard time and time again from constituent voters who happen to be Republican, Independent, and Democrat who are ready for change. They don't feel like they've been represented. They don't feel like their interests have been represented. And they feel like the same commissioners, the same individuals, and the same families have been putting up commissioners without opposition for decades. And the most common thing you'll hear is that's the way it's always been done. But that's just absolutely not acceptable anymore. We are on the precipice. We have the ability to turn Delta County around within the next 4 to 8 to 10 years based on this vote alone. And I am working personally with Millie Hamner. She has set aside and written, through bipartisan support, multiple bills, and we have a plethora of grants available to Delta County. In fact, we have a special grant program to help attract national businesses to come into Delta County, invest, and employ workers. And Delta County flatly refused to participate in this program. The more and more I find out about the actions of the sitting Delta County commissioners, the more absolutely confused I am at why they are stonewalling progress. And I'm not here to radically change Delta County. I want to improve Delta County for the citizens, for the locals, for the farmers who are third generation operating farmers, sixth generation farmers who are going out of business one after the other. Visiting and living in Delta County, I have driven up and down the streets and passed through towns and watched one home and one farm foreclosed after another. And I agree that we don't want to turn into Aspen, Vail, or Telluride, but we do have a solution through moderate change and positive ideas, which both the candidate Jer Lowe and myself, Travis Mills, have a lot of ideas that are not extreme. We were both nominated Democrat, but we have a lot of constituent voters that are Republican and Independent, and they're just ready for change. I want to thank the citizens of Delta County for considering me, and I look forward to a healthy debate at the League of Women Voters. And thank you so much for participating. No matter what, get out and vote. Your vote matters.
Travis Mills, District 2 candidate for Delta County Commissioner. You're listening to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Today, as part of our election coverage, we're hearing from the candidates in the Delta County Commissioner races, and now we're going to hear from the candidates running for state representative in District 61. That's Democratic incumbent Millie Hamner and Republican Bob Shutt. First, we'll hear from Bob Shutt.
Hello, my name is Dr. Bob Shutt, and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I live and work in Crested Butte, and my tagline is experience for communities, and I'll tell you why I've got the experience in just a moment, but some of the people on the campaign have changed my tagline a little bit in a humorous fashion to Shutt Happens, which has been actually very positive. I'm a U.S. Air Force Academy graduate, and the Academy is a school that has a tradition of teaching character and leadership, and those are two qualities that are very important in the choosing of who your House District 61 representative will be. I did have a tour in the military for wars times too, but not. I didn't stay in. Otherwise, I was a decorated fighter pilot in Vietnam flying F-4E Phantoms, and then I served as a physician with the 3rd Armored Division in Desert Storm when they were making their effort to retake or take Baghdad. I met a young woman when I was in college, and she was at Colorado College. She majored in elementary education and was an elementary school teacher, and we've been married 45 years. I'm a father of 3 and grandfather of 6. I am a physician, orthopedic surgeon, and I've been working in Colorado since 2003. I served as a chair of orthopedic department at the medical school, and I'm an outdoorsman, skiing, fly fishing, hiking. I have been over to Delta County many times during this campaign, and what I have known is the coal industry has caused some devastating changes, and a lot of this is related to Colorado Senate Bill 252, which my opponent signed and supported. But this requires rural electric cooperatives to generate 20% of their electricity from renewable energy sources, and by 2012, this number increases to 25%. As a result, rural job growth is down, thousands of jobs are gone, the cost of electricity has increased, and this not only affects the miners, but all mining support industries, to include railroads, drilling rigs, material suppliers, and even small businesses. And in District 61, these are our families, friends, and neighbors. I agree that renewable energy sources reduce fossil fuel use and protect our land, air, and water, but there needed to have been a better plan of transition to the increased use of renewable energy. Shifting from coal to natural gas, wind, and solar is driven by progressive national market forces, and Colorado is still one of the top states in terms of percentage of electricity generated by coal, using over 60%. Renewable energy sources account for approximately 18%, which isn't very big. It's surprising to me that this is one industry that the federal government picked a winner on the renewable energy sources. They put penalties through the EPA on coal, and they subsidized the wind and solar industries, picking a winner, causing what's happened in Delta County. Colorado mines have been shutting down and laying off workers for the past several years. The transition away from coal is inevitable and must be handled fairly and carefully. Let the market figure out what energy sources work best for Colorado. We do want clean and we want affordable energy. We need to support all forms of energy and need a balance between coal, natural gas, and renewable energy sources. I have chosen to run because of a sense of commitment to represent the needs of citizens in House District 61, and I think I can do a better job than the incumbent representing Delta County. I have a strong desire to support a vision that life in Colorado can be better, and I want to effect a positive change in how Coloradans' tax dollars are being spent. I promise to listen. I would like to share your thoughts and ideas about this issue and other issues. It would mean a lot to me if you visited my website. It's bobschutt.com, bobschutt.com, or visited me on Facebook, Bob Schutt Colorado. Thank you very much for allowing me to visit with you, and I hope I earn your vote. Thank you.
That was Republican Bob Schutt running for District 61 State Representative. Now we'll hear from his opponent, incumbent Millie Hamner.
Hi, this is your State Representative Millie Hamner, and I represent House District 61. House District 61 includes Summit County, where I live, and it also includes Pitkin County, Lake County, part of Delta County, and part of Gunnison County. And I've been working hard for the past 6 years in the legislature and the previous 35 years as a public school teacher and leader. My successful and effective experience, I believe, makes me the best choice for the people of House District 61, and it positions me to be in touch with what matters and what's important to them and to get things done for them. One thing I wanted to mention is that it takes a long time to figure out how the legislature works, which is why experience is important. There, it's hard to concentrate on the floor, in the floor work, because it feels sort of chaotic. It's kind of a challenge to juggle the logistics of being in Denver while living in the mountains. It is the most complex strategy game you can ever imagine, and that's what it takes in order to successfully pass legislation. And it's challenging to problem solve constituent issues that range from helping a new resident access a teacher's license to huge state issues like balancing the state budget. And so I have a proven track record that demonstrates how I can navigate this complex work successfully, and I've committed myself to completing this work during my final term if I'm reelected. So you might wonder, well, what exactly have I accomplished during these 6 years of service? So I have some examples I wanted to share with you of legislation that I've passed. I've passed 60 bills in 6 years, and that doesn't include all the Joint Budget Committee bills I've carried. I've served on the Budget Committee for the last 2 years. I'm currently the chair of the Budget Committee. One of the things I was most proud of is in my very first year while serving in the minority party, I passed 7 out of 9 bills in my very first year. As I look at the bills that I've sponsored, 2/3 of them have been carried with Republican co-prime or Republican primes in the Senate. And so I work really hard with my Western Slope colleagues on both sides of the aisle to pass legislation that addresses our unique challenges on the Western Slope. And I have some examples I wanted to share with you. I worked on changing the Western state role and mission with Representative Brown and Senator Grantham. I carried the school finance bill this past session with Representative Rankin. I worked on funding for legacy mine cleanup with Representative Corum. I worked on a resolution honoring firefighters with Representative Thurlow and Senator Baumgartner. I worked on property tax exemptions for ag land destroyed by fire or natural disaster with Senator Roberts. Worked on the cottage foods expansion bill a couple times, one time with Representative Willett. And I also worked on funding for the Eisenhower-Johnson Tunnel Fire Suppression System with Senator Scott. But I know that success in the legislature isn't only measured by the number of bills that we pass, but success can be measured by committee assignments, which reflect the respect we've earned from our colleagues and from those who have leadership positions. I mentioned I'm the chair of the Joint Budget Committee, and it's not just this assignment that matters, but what we have been able to accomplish with a 3-3 makeup on the Budget Committee, 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats. You can see that that takes a lot of compromise. It took a lot of compromise and hard work to avoid the drastic cuts that were proposed by the first presentation of the budget last year. And over the last several years, I've been sought out by leadership to help find compromise with really tough education issues that tend to divide parties and chambers. And some of those examples include the amount of testing that students participate in, and also changes to how we treat charter schools. But to me, what matters most in this service is addressing the big issues effectively, issues that matter to my district and that are important to the well-being of our state. And some of the top issues that I will continue to fight for include figuring out how to lower the cost of individual health insurance on the Western Slope, how to find equitable school funding for all of our districts, working really hard on economic recovery and development throughout the district, and protecting our clean air and water, our beautiful environment, and protecting us from catastrophic wildfires as a member of the Wildfire Committee. So I really look forward to continuing this hard work with you, all of my constituents, and my Western Slope colleagues, to move forward with real solutions that benefit our Western Slope communities and our great state. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the candidates from the Delta County's commissioner races and state representative races. Tune into our candidate forums coming up in October. On Tuesday, October 11th, we'll be live broadcasting the Delta County Candidate Forum held by the League of Women Voters, taking place at Memorial Hall in Hotchkiss. And on Thursday, October 13th, you can hear the Montrose County Candidate Forum, our live broadcast from Montrose Pavilion. We're currently seeking questions from our listeners for these forums, which the moderators will select from as they interview the candidates. Send your questions to me at ali@kvnf.org. That's ali@kvnf.org. Thank you for tuning in.